Cheeky. Hello, Cheeky. Hello. Hello.
Oh, hello, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky. Oh, my God, hello, Cheeky. Hello.
Hello.
Bring back up the pole. Ladies and gentlemen, to get this particular show off to a light, frothy start, I'd like to tell you about my hernia.
You can't talk about that.
Oh, all right. I'll sing about it. Hernia row.
Actually, did you know the poet Herrick suffered with one of those?
Really?
Yes, hence the expression Herrick and hernia. Hello?
Hello, this is Herrick Morgan.
No, it isn't. It is not.
All right, this is Armin.
General Armin?
No, Armin Andrews, and this am your life.
Get off.
Meanwhile, in the Middle East, just to the left of a crisis,
Dr. Kissinger looks rough.
No wonder. He's been on the piece all day.
Blow her a kiss from across the room. Say she looks nice when she's not.
Why?
Cheaper than taking her out, isn't it?
Here is a newsflash. Father Kevin O'Vatican of St. Dogmas, Harfenden, got the giggles during a service this morning. He later apologized and said it was mass hysteria.
Stranger than truth, a new volcanic island has appeared in the Pacific. It has a large gaping mouth and belches forth hot air. The natives call it Nicholas Parsons and throw rocks at it. They're not deaf.
Meanwhile, on the beach at Bognor, just next to what is either a minstrel show or a bunch of illegal immigrants.
Now, come on, Nigel. If you buried Daddy in the sand, you must remember where.
It's not easy, Mummy. It was last year. Oh, look, Mummy, a submarine!
Hands up, British swinehunts. You are all my prisoners.
The war's over and you lost.
Oh, my God. Hands! Take down the Kaiser's picture.
Meanwhile, on a parade ground in the midst of a right royal ceremony...
There you are, Colonel. Two Pakistanis, three Nigerians, and a couple of Chinamen.
Your Majesty, you're supposed to present us with our colours.
Here is another newsflash. It has just been announced that the government committee that has been sitting on pollution have all gone home to change their trousers.
Meanwhile, in the BBC canteen next to the meat pie with Lord Reith's teeth in it, two waitresses are talking.
Hey, I was with this fella last night and he said, shall we make mad passionate love? And it went on all night.
You mean he was sexy?
No, he stuttered.
Oh.
We present The Death of George the Third.
Ah.
Thank you. What are you doing when this show's over, John?
Oh, the usual. Putting on a false moustache, running off a side street.
No. I mean, when the series is over.
Oh, I'm adapting Gogol's Diary of a Madman as a situation comedy.
What's it called?
I've had a very interesting offer, you know. Dennis Healy wants to alter his image.
You're going to write his speeches?
No, I'm going to cut his eyebrows. What about you, Tim?
Oh, I'm giving up the business.
Mind you, that's just Barry's opinion. I, personally, Tim, I shall be sorry to see you go. What are you going to do?
Well, the wife and I are going to change our names to Elizabeth and Philip and rule England for a while. I don't think I'll enjoy it, though.
Why not?
Can't get used to being called Elizabeth.
Mr. Brooke Taylor?
Yes?
I am a theatrical agent. I understand you're available.
Yes?
I've heard your work and I'm not surprised.
What's the musical midget doing?
I can never tell when he's got his back to us.
No, I know. I mean, when the show's finished.
Well, why don't we ask him? Dennis?
He called. Hi, fans.
What is it? I'm a busy man. I have an appointment with Rod Stewart in 5 minutes. He wants me to knit him a new scarf.
Apart from that, what are you doing when the series finishes?
Oh, I'm up to my eyes in it. Cleaning ladies on holiday. What's what this lad'll never want for work? Actually, I'm writing a rock opera for Magnus Pike. Based on the life of Ernie the Stupid, and Magnus plays the Roman army. Next question.
Will you get off?
Yes. Next question.
When?
Now. Next question.
Will you shut up?
Yes. Next question.
Meanwhile, in the hanging gardens of Babylon...
Excuse me, I'm from the garden downstairs. Could you stop dropping your sea potatoes on the wife?
And now, a quick quiz.
Can you name 7 objects named after Queen Victoria?
6 plums and a railway station.
Correct. You have won a free trip down a flight of stairs.
Only make believe I love you.
The old trouble's come back.
Do you suffer from that old trouble? Try our sensational new tablets. With added... And they'll make you feel... In a trice, remember the name. With added... For that... feeling.
Meanwhile, in a chemist's shop, just next to the shy young man who's just bought his 28th bottle of aspirin...
Excuse me.
What's this, sir? A prescription?
Just read it.
Stick 'em up. Oh, you want a box of these?
No. It's a hold up.
Hold up? Oh, you want a trust?
No. I'm a robber.
You're in rubber? Well, we've got all the hot water bottles we need.
Oh, well with it. I'll have a bottle of aspirin.
Yes, they all say that, sir.
Doris?
Yes, sir?
It's muck spreading time.
You can't spread muck on radio, Dad.
I don't know. That hello cheeky seems to get away with it.
Hello, Cheeky's postbag, a correspondence course in course correspondence.
Dear Timbrook Taylor, I have watched your career from the beginning, and I'm glad I was there for the end. Love, Mother. P.S. Your sapper is waiting in the kitchen.
Sapper?
P.P.S. I made him take his boots off. Oh, that's all right.
Dear hello, Cheeky. Whenever your programme comes on, my dog Biffo cocks his head on one side, walks over to the radio set and... Oh, I don't think I want to read the rest of it. John?
Dear gentlemen, I would like to thank you for the sunshine you've brought into our lives. Every time you come on, the wife and I go into the garden. Yours, Sir H. Wilson, retired. P.S. Do you want to buy a raincoat?
That's all for this week. If you'd like to get in touch with us, please write, enclosing a letter. And now, a little-known recording of Benjamin Britten, Anatole France, and Edward German singing God Bless America. Pick the bones out of that.
Surrey is heaven. Mangoes in Margate are bliss. And pearly paprika makes me shout Eureka. And pepper in Penge I won't miss. But one spice is special in my heart. I'm a man for all seasons, but still it's chutney in Putney. Yes, chutney in Putney. That gives all my taste buds that thrill. Oh, chutney in Putney is super. It's better than garlic in Goole. Those mustards from Morecambe don't stop to uncork 'em. Horseradish in Hull can be cruel. Carefully and chilli just don't mix. Pimentos in Perth just don't rate. So no if or but me, don't get in a rutney. They may shout tut-tutney, but chutney in Putney is great.
Hey! It's radio. Radio 2.
And here is the weather forecast. For the next few hours, it will be warm and dry. Mind you, that's only in the studio. I can't speak for outside. Meanwhile, on board the Mare Celeste... And now, as we can't think of any more jokes, we're all going to whistle for a bit.
Anybody thought of a joke?
No?
No.
Oh.
You like
no,
joke?
No, nothing.
Anybody? Anybody else? No.
All right. One more time.
Oh. I enjoyed that.
I know. You can't whack a bit of sifflin.
Pardon?
French for whistling.
Do you speak French?
Yeah.
Go on, then.
It's called to melange de fruits orientaux.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't understand it. I just speak it. Little poem, little poem. It's a shame about Sandy, as Scott's lassie said. He's so handsome and beautifully built. But he went off the physical side of romance when a thistle went right up his kilt.
Hello, Cheeky's definitive dictionary. This week's word... Asinine.
Asinine. How to identify the number after 8.
Stranger than truth. At a school in Newcastle, the pupils stop work at 4 o'clock every afternoon and practice yoga whilst eating their sandwiches.
Real Buddha for tea. And why not? And now... a bit... of Dickens.
Dick. And now, here in the studio, a man who can't say the word that. Good evening.
Good evening.
Is it true that you can't say the word that?
Yes. That's the problem.
Has this caused you any embarrassment?
I was so self-conscious about it, I gave up my job.
Well, what do you do now?
Oh, a bit of this and a bit of...
What about your private life?
I'd rather not talk about... I mean, can you imagine what a girl thinks when I say, would you care to come and see entertainment? Not to mention entertainment number 2.
How else has it affected you?
Well, I've had to give up my favourite hobby of playing cricket. I mean, the umpires object when I keep shouting, how's...
Have you tried just not using the word?
It's easy for you to say. It's only when you try to avoid saying, you realise how often you use...
Well, I'm going to dry off now, and it's time for Down Your Way, which comes this week from a house of ill repute in Bedford. So with over to Brian Johnson.
Hello. Well, I'm speaking to you from, please don't do that, this establishment, and I've got some of the girls with me. Hello, girls.
Hello, sir.
Hello,
sailor.
Hello. 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 Jolly good, jolly good. Now, you're...
Lily Whiplash.
Right. jolly good. Lily, what record would you like to hear?
Beat me, Daddy, 8 of the bar.
Good, good. Now, oh, girls, how do you, when you, what do you, how often... well, this is Brian Johnson signing off. Handing in his resignation and saying last one on the waterbed's a city. Oh!
And now here is Edna Grimwade to tell you how to make 2 small cushions for your divan.
Take one big one and cut it in half.
Silly cow.
Meanwhile, at the scene of the crime, not 1,000 miles from the alibi...
Take this to the lab, Sergeant. I think we'll find some fingerprints on it.
What is it, sir?
A hand. Now, you're the French maid?
Oui.
Where were you at the time of the murder?
I was in the pantry, holding the butler's pickled onions.
You can have a lawyer present, you know. Pickled onions?
Yes, he has two every evening. So the master will not smell the garlic on his breath.
Have you got that down, Sergeant?
Yes, sir.
Well, pull it up again.
Why, sir, the French maid seems to be quite enjoying it, sir.
Never mind that. Wait a minute. And I mean that. Is there somebody outside the window? Open it, Sergeant. Oh, no, just a trick of the light. This is the most baffling murder case I've ever worked on.
Why, sir?
Nobody's dead.
Well, may as well go home, sir.
True, Sergeant, but first I should like to sing Who Put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine?
Here you go, sir, and I shall accompany you to the station.
Meanwhile, on a coal face...
Hello there.
Get off.
Here, Di. I was reading the other day that in the old days they used to take canaries down the pit.
They're stupid. How much coal can a canary dig?
Stranger than truth. In 1896, a canary dug 3 tons of coal in 1 week using a specially constructed shovel. He would have dug more, but somebody stole his lunch and he flew off the handle. And now, a very stupid song.
So, what else is new? I goes into a restaurant to have a tasty meal. The waiter takes my order. He is rather down at heel. He says...
You'd like some gravy, sir?
Just a little, I declare. Put one lump on the plate and I'd like a bit of spare. Oh, ah.
Little bit to spare, yes, a little bit to spare.
Rich or poor,
I'm quite sure,
like me that you're
a sucker for a little bit of spare.
Second verse. I went into a gambling joint to have a flutter there. The croupier said,
now play, monsieur.
I fade my jeu with care. He said,
what will you bet, monsieur?
I said, just leave them there. I like to have a flutter, and I like a bit of spare. Oh, ah.
Little bit to spare, yes, a little bit to spare.
Trample swell,
I know well,
it rings the bell.
We go pell-mell for a little bit of spare.
Third and last verse. I went into the hospital to have some surgery done. The doctor took one look at me and said,
it's painless, sir. You won't feel nothing when we cut.
I said, now you take care and don't cut things too fine, my friend. I like a bit of spare. Oh, ah.
Little bit to spare, yes, a little bit to spare.
Clown or king,
Frank or Bing,
there's just one thing to
which we cling, a little bit of spare, a little bit of spare.
Welcome to another edition of Podium. Tonight, Nerys Kilt and Brewster Droop are discussing last night's concert by the London Symphony Orchestra. Nerys?
A rewarding evening. The orchestra, under their guest conductor, the American Aaron Silverstein...
Jewish, you know.
Yes. Played well, but with restraint.
You see, he's Uta.
I thought he brought out the best in them, particularly in the Rachmaninoff Concerto.
He was Jewish as well.
This popular piece by the well-known Russian composer...
Russian Jew, same thing. I mean.
...was given a freshness and a verve often missing.
Not the fiddle players were as well, you know. One on the end had a nose job. You can always tell, always tell.
Oh, God. The solo pianist making her debut, Miss Eileen O'Houlihan...
Jewish.
...had first-class debut. How can you be Jewish with a name like O'Houlihan?
O'Houlihan. Horowitz, more like.
Look, may I make it quite clear that
you're Jewish, ain't you?
Please.
Pete Murray is, you know. Terry Wogan. Moira Anderson, there's another one.
I'm afraid we have to interrupt podium to go over live to Rome to hear the annual address to the crowds in St. Peter's Square by His Holiness the Pope.
He is as well, you know. Hello?
Hello, I'm ringing to complain about that last item. Would you please tell that very offensive gentleman that some of my best friends are Jewish? In fact, all of my friends are Jewish. In fact, everybody I know is Jewish. Why, I know the people next door are. I mean, they say they're Pakistanis, but you can't trust anybody these days.
Get on.
Mazel tov.
Meanwhile, on a tennis court, just after the new balls, please.
Great Britain to serve. Fifteen, love. Thirty, love. 30, 15. 30, all. Game, set, and World War III to the Isle of Man.
Here's a news flash. Rachel Heyho Flint, captain of the England women's cricket team, said today, it has taken us 70 years to get our girls into the changing room at Lord's. Now, it looks as though it's going to take as long as that to get the fellas out.
Dark forces exist. Despite our 20th century sophistication, we cannot deny the existence of the powers of evil. Anyone who's watched Sail of the Century must admit that.
In our so-called civilized society, weird, perverse cults still exist. Devil worshippers, witches' covens, Chelsea supporters' club.
Tonight, we tell the story of an innocent young man trapped in one such supernatural web.
So draw the curtains, lower the lights, fall over the dog, hit your head on the sideboard, look for the elastoplast.
Shut up.
Tread on the wife, have a row, get a divorce. Find a bedsitter in Bloomsbury, pull a bird from the British Museum.
Shut up.
Take her back to your place, open a bottle of Spanish sherry, ask her if...
Shut up.
...is out of the question. As we present...
I Love Lucifer, or...
Caught by the Warlocks.
My name is Hengist 7 3/8. Man about town, friend of the stars, and a bit of a burp to boot. The story begins, innocently enough, when I was invited down for the weekend to the country estate of Sir Gregory Crutchholder, millionaire, tatty drag act, and a personal friend of Monty Modlin.
Come in, Hengist. I think you know everybody, don't you?
Well, I've never actually met King Gustav of Sweden.
He was Jewish, you know.
No, I mean everybody in the room.
Hello.
Oh, Hengist, stop doing your silly voices and come and join the party. Trying to decide whether to have an orgy or play pinning the tail on the donkey. Split the difference, we're going to pin the tail on my wife. It was quite fun, but it doesn't last long. What shall we do now?
May I make a suggestion, Sir Gregory?
The man who spoke was a stranger to me. He had patent leather hair, suede eyebrows, and hush puppy moustache.
You realize what takes place tonight?
Oh, that's between me and the footman, you know.
No. This is the night when strangely garbed figures can be seen capering wildly as unearthly noises fill the air.
You mean the finals have come dancing?
Yes. My mind is on the northeast, you know. They've got a bit of a goer in the Latin American.
Well, according to my diary, it's Walpurgis night.
You mean?
Yes, the night Wall and Mrs. Purgis celebrate their 25th. That night.
Quite right, my boy. But it is also the night when strange spirits can be found.
Have a glass of Japanese rum.
Shut up.
Oh.
I think I ought to introduce myself.
Go on.
I am Arnold Mollusk, eccentric recluse and expert on the occult. I thought it might enliven the party if I could conjure up an old friend for you. Have you a piece of chalk?
Yes, why?
I want to write bum on the wall. It's been an ambition since I was a lad. See, I draw a pentacle.
Pardon?
A pentacle.
Ah.
Now, we must all step inside the pentacle. Now, out again. You put your left leg in,
Your left leg out. In, out, in, out. Shake it all about.
Wallace, what have you done?
Sorry about that. I got excited.
To our amazement, there was a puff of smoke, and there stood an impeccably dressed stranger.
Ladies and gentlemen, as long as you stay within the pentacle, you're safe. May I introduce my friend, Beelzebub?
You called trash.
It was horrible. Horns sprang out of his head, trombones out of his nose, and a small electric piano fell out of his trousers.
Speak, O Prince of Darkness!
What do you mean, speak, saucy swine? I was down there stitching up Hitler at Three Card Brag, and you caught me up here. What do you want?
Master, I give thee a sacrifice.
As he spoke, Mollusk threw Sir Gregory's daughter, Anthea, out of the pentacle. Instinctively, I jumped to save her.
Oh, get off my clover nose.
My senses began to swim. I felt myself in the grip of a strange power, and everything went black.
You mean you fainted?
No, I turned into Sammy Davis Jr. Sir Gregory turned into Nina Barton Semper. I don't know who Anthea was, but she kept shouting, I give you no jive, you will fall in five.
Here, you. What summoned me up here? If it's going to be this sort of party, I'm leaving.
Why, oh master?
They're all Jewish.
With a flash, he disappeared, leaving Sir Gregory, Anthea, and I stranded. But we made the best of a bad job. And any day now, if you turn the radio on, you can hear us.
Good afternoon.
Bye bye, Cheeky.
Drop!
Think of.
Oh, sayonara, Chico. Hello, Cheeky. Barry Cryer, Tim Brooks-Taylor and John Junkin. The music was by the Dennis King Trio, the script by John Junkin and Barry Cryer, and the program produced by Bob Oliver Rogers.
Toodaloo.
And you. Come on, let's get a dress.